This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, we will never forget the housing boom, then bust, the massive foreclosure crisis as home prices in America crashed, then people were losing jobs so they couldn't pay the mortgage or even sell the house. Well, there is data now that, by and large, the country and the economy has moved on. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
National foreclosure figures show roughly the same level of homeowner distress now as a decade ago, before the crisis, says RealtyTrack economist Darren Bloomquist.
Foreclosure starts, people falling into trouble, that has returned to what we would consider normal levels.
Bloomquist says these days it's hard to get a mortgage without rock-solid credit, and more people have jobs so they can make the monthly payment. What is on the rise is repos, as banks finally seize and resell all the houses that people defaulted on. There are still pockets of distress, like Maryland, Florida, and New Jersey, says economist James Hughes at Rutgers University.
New Jersey got hit hard by the contraction of the financial sector. That sector, in terms of employment, has been dead in the water.
This, plus the economic hit from Superstorm Sandy, have helped make New Jersey, along with Atlantic City and Trenton, among the worst places for foreclosures nationwide. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.